The inner ear is everything past the oval window, and it's going to be embedded in the bony area. It's actually in the petrous portion of the skull. And you can see, if you take a look at the picture, the anatomy of the ear, there's the vestibule with the semicircular canals extending superior to it. And then off, going medial, is going to be the coiled structure called the cochlea. And these structures, the vestibule and the cochlea and the semicircular canals, are all involved with either balance or hearing. Some of them are involved with balance and some are involved with hearing. So if you take a look at your lecture notes, I believe it goes into some of the structures that are involved with balance. But we're going to continue on with the portions that are involved with hearing. So we're going to move down to where it talks about the cochlea. And the cochlea is the spiral-shaped structure. It looks kind of like a snail shell. And if you go to the picture sound and hearing in your textbook, you can see a simplified version of the cochlea where they've just turned it into one sort of turn of the spiral. And in that spot, you can see that the sound waves that are transferred into mechanical movement by the auditory ossicles are going to be transferred into a shock wave that goes through the fluid that is included inside of the cochlea. And those waves are going to travel different distances depending on the pitch of the sound. And so very high-pitched sounds are going to fall out pretty quickly and go across the membrane that exists in the cochlea called the cochlear duct. And low sounds are going to keep traveling further along in the spirals of the cochlea before they go across that vestibular membrane and cochlear duct, and then, of course, the basal membrane that is part of that. And the auditory receptors are actually located in that basilar membrane. And there are pictures of that, I believe, in your textbook. I think it's the page before. Yep, the organ of Corti is located in those membranes. And that's where the receptor cells are that are going to pick up the vibration that originated originally from those sound waves that were entering the ear. And it's going to change that into an action potential, which will then be picked up by the auditory nerve. In terms of auditory nerve, the correct name for it is the vestibular cochlear nerve. It's actually the cochlear nerve itself, but the cochlear nerve, or the nerve that picks up information from these receptors in the organ of Corti that's found in the many, many organs of Corti, there are millions of them along the membrane, that are found in the cochlea, combines with the nerves that come off of the vestibule to form the vestibular cochlear nerve. So the cochlear nerve is involved with hearing, the vestibular nerve is involved with balance, and the vestibular cochlear nerve is when the two come together. And that is going to form, that's going to go on to the hearing centers in the brain. Okay, the last thing I want to say is about this is that if you take a look back at that picture, sound and hearing, you'll see that as the pressure waves go across the membrane and they trigger those sound receptors in the organ of Corti, those sound waves are going to reverberate back towards the middle ear, and they are released back into the middle ear through what's called the round window. And the round window is going to connect to the auditory tube, which you may recognize as the Eustachian tube, which goes down and connects with the throat and so on. And so this is where that excess pressure is going to be relieved. It's going to be kind of siphoned off through the auditory tube or the Eustachian tubes.